lasting economic woes. As China continues to grapple with a sputtering national economy, Japanese companies are growing increasingly wary of the Asian power's economic and political landscape, with nearly half deciding to scale back or cease investments entirely.
日本公司因中国经济困境大规模撤离。 随着中共继续应对疲软的全国经济， 日本公司对中国的经济和政治环境越来越感到警惕， 近一半的公司决定缩减或完全停止投资。
According to a recent survey by the China-Japan Chamber of Commerce, approximately 64% of Japanese firms believe that China's economic situation has worsened compared to the previous year, up from 60% in the last survey. The findings highlight both the growing unease and potential exodus among foreign businesses operating in China, especially as geopolitical tensions and safety concerns exacerbate these issues.
据中日商会最近的调查， 64%的日本公司认为中国的经济形势较去年恶化， 高于去年调查中的60%。 这些调查结果凸显了外国公司在中国经营的不安情绪和可能的撤离， 特别是在地缘政治紧张和安全问题加剧的背景下。
The survey, which was conducted in late October and involved 1,513 companies, revealed that 44% of Japanese firms plan to reduce or halt investment in China this year, a figure that remains largely unchanged from earlier studies.
这项调查于10月下旬进行，共涉及1513家公司。 结果显示，44%的日本公司计划今年减少或停止在中国的投资。 这一比例与之前的研究结果基本持平。
Despite China being Japan's largest trading partner, geopolitical tensions, worsening bilateral relations, another potential trade war with the U.S. following Trump's re-election, and fierce competition from domestic Chinese firms have driven many Japanese businesses to reconsider their presence in the country.
尽管中国是日本最大的贸易伙伴，但地缘政治紧张、双边关系恶化、特朗普连任后美中的潜在贸易战， 以及中国国内企业的激烈竞争，已促使许多日本企业重新考虑是否继续在中国发展。
Notably, foreign direct investment, FDI, in China has been declining as well. Data from China's State Administration of Foreign Exchange showed an $8.1 billion drop in FDI liabilities in the third quarter of 2024, with a cumulative reduction of nearly $13 billion in the first 9 months of the year. This trend underscores even broader concerns about China's sluggish economy and its diminishing appeal to investors.
值得注意的是，中国的外国直接投资也在下降。来自中国国家外汇管理局的数据表明， 2024年第三季度， 外国直接投资减少了80亿美元， 在今年前9个月累计减少了近130亿美元。 这一趋势凸显了对中国经济疲软以及其对投资者吸引力下降的更广泛担忧。
Several prominent Japanese companies have already scaled back their operations in China. Nissan Motor and Konica Minolta are among the first firms to reduce their business goals in the Chinese market, while Nippon Steel announced in July that it would exit a joint venture with China's Baoshan.
多家知名日本公司已经缩减了在中国的运营。日产汽车和科尼卡美能达是最早减少在中国市场业务目标的公司之一，而日本钢铁公司则在7月宣布 将退出与中国宝山钢铁的合资企业。
Furthermore, equipment investment by Japanese companies in mainland China and Hong Kong fell by 16% year-on-year in the second quarter of 2024, according to Japan's Ministry of Economy, Trade, and Industry. Sales from Japanese subsidiaries in China have also lagged, marking 7 consecutive quarters of decline compared to the previous year.
此外，根据日本经济产业省的数据，2024年第二季度，日本公司在中国大陆和香港的设备投资同比下降了 16%， 日本在中国的子公司销售额也出现下滑，连续七个季度较去年同期下降。
Beyond economic challenges, Japanese firms are increasingly worried about safety and political risks. Over 40% of surveyed companies express dissatisfaction with China's operating environment, citing concerns about the safety of employees and their families. The death of a 10-year-old Japanese student in Shenzhen from a stabbing hate crime in September has further fueled these fears and strained efforts to improve Sino-Japanese diplomatic ties.
除了经济挑战，越来越多的日本公司对安全和政治风险感到担忧。超过 40% 的受访公司对中国的运营环境表示不满，主要原因是他们对员工及其家人的安全感到担忧。今年9月，一名10岁的日本学生在深圳因仇恨犯罪而被刺杀身亡，这进一步加剧了日本人的恐惧，并加大了改善双边关系的难度。
To make matters worse, China's refusal to reinstate visa-free travel for Japanese citizens and its ongoing ban on Japanese seafood imports have sparked outrage and frustration among Japanese businesses.
中共还拒绝恢复对日本公民的旅游免签政策，并持续禁止进口日本海鲜，这引发了日本企业的愤怒和不满。
Though Beijing has signaled to lift the seafood import ban, progress has been slow and riddled with obstacles. As a result, companies like those in Hokkaido's fishing industry have been forced to diversify their markets into the U.S. and Southeast Asia in hopes of remaining profitable.
尽管北京已表示愿意解除海鲜进口禁令，但进展缓慢且充满障碍。因此，像北海道渔业等公司被迫将市场转向美国和东南亚，希望保持盈利。
A spokesperson for Hokkaido's fisheries company said, "We are actively diversifying our export destinations. The focus is shifting to regions like Southeast Asia and the United States, where the business environment feels more stable and predictable."
北海道一家渔业公司的发言人表示，我们正在积极地对我们的出口目的地进行多元化，重点转向东南亚和美国等地区，那里的商业环境更稳定和可预测。
Welcome back to the China Show on CJSF 9.1 FM Burnaby. And now it's our time to showcase some of the recently released album by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you Andy Belanti and the music piece is called Till the Clouds Roll By, which is from the album titled Play On Words, released in 2019. For more information, you can visit gbrecords.ca.听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1FM 电台的《热情秀》的音乐节目。现在呢，我们要为大家推荐 由加拿大音乐人新近发行的专辑里面选出来的一些音乐作品。首先要推荐给大家的是来自 Andy Blanton 作曲并制作的乐曲，名字叫做 Till the Clouds Roll By， 希望您喜欢。Thank you. called Till the Clouds Roll By. It was composed by Jerome Kern in 1917 and was recorded, performed by Andy Valentin last March. And up next is a song by Marsha Bartnett, and it's called Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most, which is from the album titled I Believe in Love, released in 2019. For more information, you can visit marshabartnett.com. 听众朋友，刚才那首曲子呢，是名字叫做 Till the Clouds Roll By， 是由 Jerome Kern 在1917年完成的作品，那么是由 Andy Blanton 呢以及他的乐团的朋友们呢在去年三月份重新录制的。那接下来要推荐给大家的是来自 Marsha Bartnett 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Spring Can Really Hang YouUp the most. 希望您喜欢。
Once I was a sentimental thing, threw my heart away each spring. Now a spring romance hasn't got a chance. Promise my first dance toThank you. love you, dear. Spring can really hang you up the most. Oh, spring can really hang you up the most. Something went so wrong. Doctors once prescribed a tonic, sulfur and molasses was the dose. Didn't help, help one bit. My condition must be chronic. Spring can really hang you up the most. All alone, the party's over. Old man Winter was gracious host. But when you keep praying to hide the clover, spring can really hang you up the most.
Now comes the last music piece of today's That China Show, and it's a song vocal by Li Gangling, and it's called 大女孩爱过我, which means That Girl Loved Me. And Hersh wants to thank you for listening to our show. Wish you a great weekend. Please tune in next Saturday noon on CJSF 9.1 FM. 听众朋友，今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是来自李刚林演唱的，名字叫做《那女孩爱过我》。在这里呢，特别感谢您收听我们的节目，也希望我们在下个星期六的午间再在空中相会。No.
giving back to your community in a cool way while helping your family eat better? Well, you can. It's all in the name, Plant a Row, Grow a Row, an organization that helps you help others. Plant vegetables and donate them to your local food bank. Get how-to tips and more information about this innovative idea at www.growarow.org.
Open your eyes, open your ears, open your mind. Bike lanes are becoming more and more common. Motorists need to share the road with cyclists. So check your mirrors, check your blind spots, and pay attention. Stay road safe, stay alive.
来自于 Burnaby Mountain 的 CJSF 电台。